providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Before we get into the third segment, which we're going to talk a little bit about, the ask the question, was the elitist political strategy to target Trump desperate, foolish, or sophisticated? Before we get into that, though, we're going to talk a little bit about the Capitol policeman who wore a MAGA hat in an effort to try and rescue people. What happened to him? Jimmy, you're on, bud.
Yeah, so, you know, in the first segment, we talked about Chief Sund and his, you know, saying, hey, there's a cover-up going on here. And if you remember, it's been kind of forgotten, but Tariq Johnson, he was a Capitol Police lieutenant, and he put on a MAGA hat and went in to try to, you know, pull out some cops that were trapped, and got actually some of the people that were there involved in the protests, he got them to help him. But he was suspended for it. Now, he was actually interviewed by Tucker Carlson, but he's come out now, and interestingly enough, he's saying he did not want, he was very concerned. He's a lifelong Democrat. He's a you know, black Capitol Police officer. He put this MAGA hat on as a ruse to try to help these people. And when he talked to it with Tucker Carlson, he was afraid, didn't realize how bad things were, and didn't want to tell everything because he felt like Tucker Carlson wouldn't believe him. Now he's coming out and saying in a tweet, basically, on X, he's saying that the deputy police chief, Yogananda Pittman, actually helped coordinate some of the confusion to support Nancy Pelosi and General Milley to ensure this was a more dangerous riot. And he's making that accusation, but said, hey, I didn't think anybody would believe me, so I was afraid to say it, but now I'm coming out and saying it. And this is pretty, again, when you tie this into everything else that's going on with January 6th, with the Jack Smith indictments, what's going on with Mar-a-Lago, and what those documents were that Donald Trump kept, you're looking at a full-scale, all-out effort to try to silence and to protect and cover up the corruption inside Washington, and but not only Department of Justice, but with the Biden family and, of course, Nancy Pelosi and the entire deep state apparatus. And it's actually kind of hard to stomach and watch, but it's becoming quite apparent that that's what's happening.
Okay, you want to get into the third subject, Jimmy?
Yeah, sure. So, and we also talked in the second segment about the indictment. And here's a couple other things that are going to... So True the Vote, those are the people that went around and collected the mobile phone data and tracked people that did multiple drops at ballot boxes. That's going to be up now to help Donald Trump's defense. They're going to be able to provide that information, and someone will have to discredit it. And they're going to be able to do it through subpoena. The Trump team will be able to do subpoenas and discovery, and they're going to go ahead and have witnesses to support some of these questions. Also, the federal actions on Connect. So Connect was a data collection service, and True the Vote had accused them and provided information that they were actually sending voter registration data back to China. And that information was initially charged by the LA District Attorney Gascon's office, but then dropped on pressure probably from outside in DOJ, again showing a connection with China. That will come up in this. And Connect, remember, filed a lawsuit against True the Vote. True the Vote then released their data online, and everybody saw it, and immediately Connect dropped, the next day they dropped the lawsuit because it didn't show factually that they were shipping data to China. Now, all this wraps into what is the political strategy? What is going on in D.C. with the DNC, with the Rhino Republicans, the Mitch McConnells, the Paul Ryans, the Mitt Romneys, as well as the kind of progressive-aggressive team and the globalists and the media? How are they, what's going on behind the scenes? What are they trying to do? And I think the question is, are they just attacking, just all out attack to destroy Trump? That seems to be backfiring, not working very well.
Well, it may not be. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, yeah. Go ahead, Al.
It may not be working very well, but the thing that I find to be interesting, very interesting, Jimmy, is that none of this material that you're discussing here is being talked about at all in the press. So
right.
The American public has no idea what your thoughts are.
Right, but all this is factual information. And
I'm
what
not
is,
saying...
This is,
I'm
no,
not
no, Al, Al, listen, listen. What is going to be really important is when actually Trump goes to trial, he's going to present his defense, which makes this information become public.
Yeah.
You see how important that will be?
Of course.
And so, and some people are saying, hey, look, this is a strategy. Certainly a lot of people on the conservatives that don't like Trump. They're saying, hey, this is a strategy by the Democrats because they want Trump to be the nominee because they know they can beat him. And you know what? I don't really buy that because they just don't have that much control. And I also don't think that Biden is going to be capable of beating anybody. So that means that they're going to have to put somebody else in, like Newsom or somewhere else. And then I really, truly believe this is more of a cover-up of corruption. But it's getting so deep. They're doing so many things to try to stop the flow of information that eventually the dam's going to break and they can't get out of it. It's almost like a child when they just, no, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. But they're actually holding the rock that they broke the window with in their hand. There's going to be a really tough opportunity. The problem is exactly what you say, Al. Ultimately, it's about the information. Do people have the information to make decisions and understand what's happening? And that's what the media is doing to help protect the Biden administration and the Department of Justice.
Yeah, well, that's a pretty stout defense, I have to say, for the current administration. Jimmy, you had quite a number of things you wanted to talk about on this segment. You might want to decide how you want to combine it with the final segment because we've only got a minute and 30 seconds left in this particular segment.
Sure, yeah, and I think I touched on most of the things, but you know, there's another possibility of the strategy here. I mean, I don't think the strategy is sophisticated. I think that it's actually now it's a sign of more desperation.
Uh-huh.
And this is really becoming a Hail Mary from overzealous and incompetent young radicals on staffs in the White House and inside the DNC and inside Justice Department to think that they can keep pushing. They're believing their own rhetoric. They can continue to push these agendas and people, they'll just be successful and they've got the support of the media, they've got the support of donors, and they've got these big organizations and structure. They do have a very strong influence structure out there and that'll protect them.
Yeah.
But I don't.
I think it will protect them because anybody who's writing a big check to the Democratic Party is firmly convinced that their philosophy is correct. I mean, money really talks, and so I'm sure a lot of those people are totally, totally convinced that the Democratic philosophy is correct. And that the Republican or conservative philosophy is full of holes. I don't know. The election's going to kind of put some light on it. I got 30 seconds, Jim.
Yeah, I don't even think it's actually people aren't even thinking anymore. It's just a matter of what they're being told. They don't really think. They don't critically think. They don't look at these issues. But when they do wake up to what's been happening and what was the influence over COVID and how that impacted the elections, when they impact the border issues and the crime and all those things, they have to question what's happening, the economy. So
yeah,
I'm quite confident.
They do, Jimmy, but we have to take a real quick commercial break. You guys, we're going to be right back.